Don't touch that dial. Listen to...
Blondie!
Yes, folks, it's another half hour of fun with Blondie and Dagwood.
Just a minute, Ken, before we get to Shady Lane Avenue, I'd like you to meet your guest band for tonight, Gay Claridge. All right, Gay, a little Granada, please.
Visits with our neighbors, the Bumpsteads of Shady Lane Avenue.
There's something wrong with your mother, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Pop. She's acting a little, I don't like to say it, wacky.
Yeah? Well, I've known a drat that way before.
Yeah, but you know how Mom always hustles and bustles around in the morning getting us fed and out of the house?
Oh, sure, it's been like that for years.
Well, this morning it's different.
Yeah, what's she doing?
Loafing.
Yeah, holy smoke.
She looked very dreamy.
She did? Well, maybe she's still asleep, huh?
No, she was reading something in the paper. She had that long ago and far away look in her eyes, as if she were listening to Sinatra.
Let's go downstairs and have a look at this.
Yeah, Pop.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I think you'd better give it your earnest consideration.
Yeah. Hey, what kind of talk is that?
We're having business letters in school.
Oh, yeah.
There she is over by the window.
Good morning, Blondie.
What?
I said good morning, Blondie.
Oh, it's you. Good morning, dear.
What were you reading, honey?
I don't know that you would understand it, Dagwood. It's a poem.
A poem? Oh, I like poems, Blondie. I know a cute one, too. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Of all the fishes in the seas, I think I like the pranny. He climbs up on the seaweed trees and slides down on his hands and knees.
Yeah, that's
Yeah. You're not dead, huh?
Dagwood, that is not a poem. It has no meaning. It doesn't stir you like this poem by T.S. Bard.
Let's hear it then. What's it called, huh?
It's called You.
Is that the title, You?
Yes, doesn't it do something to you?
Yes, it does. It confuses me. How does the rest of it go?
The earth is breathing now, bright stirring dark within a magic pot. And thou, thy all, is weeping for me from the distant nearness of my secret heart. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
What's it all about?
I was afraid it wouldn't mean anything to you.
No, I don't get it either, Mom.
You're not expected to understand it yet, Alexander.
When am I expected to understand it?
I don't know, Dagwood. Perhaps never. I don't say that I completely understand it myself.
Well, no, it really doesn't make sense, Blondie.
But all I know is that when I read those words over, well, it thrills me.
Huh?
It sends little shivers up and down my spine.
Oh, my.
And sort of sweeps me away like a tremendous tidal wave.
Holy smoke!
Yeah, that goes double for me.
I can't help wondering what sort of a man T.S. Bard is.
If he writes that kind of poetry, he must be poor.
Perhaps so, but proud and noble.
Yeah.
And I imagine he wears tweed and likes to take long walks in the rain.
Blondie, open your eyes.
Oh, well.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's our breakfast, Blondie?
Oh, I haven't fixed it yet.
Huh?
There was something in the air this morning. And I just didn't think I could stand having a pair of fried eggs staring up at me.
And thou, thy all is weeping for me from the distant nearness of my secret heart.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of it, Mr. Giddens?
It's crummy with a capital K. Do people get paid for this sort of mouth gargle?
Yeah, I guess so, J.C.
Oh, and I've been working all my life.
You know, Blondie takes it very seriously, Mr. Diddy. It's got me sort of worried.
Well, I know what it is, Edward. The wife of a friend of mine had the same thing.
Did she eventually get over it?
I never found out. She ran away with a gypsy.
It sounds dangerous, but maybe she just likes violin playing, huh? Well, I guess I don't have to worry about Blondie.
Well, don't forget this T.S. Bard bird. From what you said, Blondie could very easily get interested in him.
Yeah, that's right, but, my goodness, well, what do you think I ought to do, Mr. Giddens?
How should I know?
Well, what would you do if Cora got the same thing?
Advertise for gypsy. Now, wait a minute. I know how we can find out something.
Yeah?
We'll test the poem out on Dimples. I'll buzz for it.
Oh, that's a swell idea. And then we'll see if it's really potent. Shall I read to her?
Are you kidding? I'll read it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's my wet-headed secretary now. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. Devers.
Good morning, Dimples.
Jimmy, I want to read a poem to you.
You mean you want to read it to me right in front of Mr. Bumstead and everything?
Yes. Now, just relax and listen to this. It's called You... Are you?
Gosh, that's wonderful.
No, that's not the whole poem. That's just the title.
It's got a get me.
Yeah, it sort of gets me, too. Sort of gets me no place.
Well, here's the poem, Dimples. The earth is breathing now. Bright stirrings dark within a magic pot. And thou... Thy all is weeping for me from the distant nearness of my heart, my secret heart.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, huh? Yeah, now you see there, Mr. Dennis, it really rocks them off their trolley.
What's the matter with you?
I can't help it. That poem makes me feel so wonderful. I just have to cry.
All right, Dimples. You can go back to your desk now. Don't cry over your typewriter, either. I don't want it to get any rustier than it is.
You don't want to dictate any letters? Any telegrams? Not even any postal cards?
No, we're not alone. But you can lean over. I'll wipe your tears away.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Devers.
There we are. You can go now.
Goodbye, Mr. Devers.
Now, did you see that, Mr. Dillard? Why, it's awful. And that poem ought to be banned.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That drool certainly seems to pack a terrific wallop.
Yeah, well, what do you think I ought to do?
Oh, just see if Blondie doesn't get over it by herself. But in the meantime...
Yeah?
Keep her away from gypsies.
Dagwood.
Oh, hello, honey. What are we having for dinner?
I haven't any idea, Dagwood.
No, now, Blondie, please. Are you trying to starve us to death?
Of course not, Dagwood. I just thought we'd eat out tonight. I didn't feel like cooking today.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, what did you do today?
Oh, I did a little reading and wrote a letter.
Mm-hmm. You were reading poetry?
Yes, of course. And I ran across another simply beautiful poem by T.S. Barnes.
Yeah.
It's right here in last week's paper.
Holy smoke, another one, Blondie? These poems are dangerous. They may be habit forming.
Who cares? Who cares?
Well, I do, for one. Hey, what's this poem about, huh?
Well, I don't know, but it's lovely. It's called... Thing.
A thing?
Yes. Thing.
Yeah.
Along the shadowed, empty path of forgotten songs, my soul and I together, and yesterday's hours lie like fallen leaves, to wither and waste away on the compost pile of memories. Oh, doesn't he make words become alive and sing? Each line is so full of deep emotional meaning.
Oh, is it now, Bondy?
Mm.
Yeah, I know I'm not a poet, but I can't be that dumb.
Well...
I'll see who it is.
Well, it's just me, Dagwood. And here's Gay Claridge and the band coming to call. And Bondy, listen closely to Jack Milton, and I'm making believe. Okay. Thank you.
though I know you're so far away. Making believe I'm talking to you. Wish you could hear what I say. And here in the gloom of my lonely room, we're dancing like we used to do. Making believe is just another way of dreaming. Oh, till my dreams come true, I'll whisper goodnight, turn out the light, and kiss my pillow, making believe it's you.
Incidentally, Blondie, who did you write the letter to today, huh?
I wrote to T.S. Barr.
Well, I'm glad, Jake. The poet?
Yes. I invited him to lecture on poetry to the women's club.
Mm.
And I sort of want to meet him personally, too.
Blondie, now why did you do it?
Well, I was told that today would be a good day for making new friends.
Who told you that?
A gypsy fortune teller.
Oh.
Alexander, why hasn't your father come down to breakfast yet?
I think he's afraid to, Mom. You know, today is the day that baloney salesman is arriving.
That what is arriving?
Oh, excuse me, but that's how Pop usually refers to that poet.
Baloney salesman? Well, he'd better be afraid to come downstairs.
Pop's been very worried ever since the morning you found that first poem by T.S. Bard. I can tell because he's been off his feed.
Yes, I know, Alexander. During the last week, he only got up 3 times in the middle of the night to make a sandwich. Alexander, does your father think I'm secretly in love with Mr. Bard?
No, he doesn't think it's much of a secret.
Well, even you're old enough to know how silly that is.
Cookie's in love with him.
Cookie is?
Yeah. She's been listening to you read his poems and she thinks it's pretty heavenly stuff.
Oh, it is, too.
It really sends you, huh?
Oh, yes, it sort of it gives me a good deal of pleasure. But as far as being interested in Mr. Barr, ridiculous.
Pop doesn't think so.
Well, he ought to meet Mr. Barr. Maybe he could learn to appreciate poetry. Say, as a matter of fact, I think I'll have him pick Mr. Bard up at the bus station when he comes in. Then we can all meet for lunch, and I'll take him to the club meeting.
Shh, here he comes, Mom.
Good morning, Dagwood.
Good morning, ma'am. You could fool me.
Dagwood, are you still worried about Mr. Bard? Oh, dear. I'm surprised at you.
Well, I'm not surprised at me.
Oh, come on now. Sit down and eat your breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not hungry. Doggone it. Well, today's a big thrill for you, I guess, huh?
Oh, Dagwood, I've never even seen T.S. Barr, so how could he mean anything to me? I just admire him greatly because I know he has a wonderful genius. A genius for expressing the unspoken beauty of life and living
and love.
Well, it's that last part that worries me.
Well, I want you to meet him, Dagwood. That's why you're going to be at the bus station at 12:05 when he comes in.
Blondie, I absolutely refuse, and that's final.
You'll be there, Dagwood.
Yes, dear.
You can take Mr. Bard to the Palace Hotel, and I'll meet you there for lunch. And Dagwood, when you meet him...
Yes, dear?
Don't you dare call him a baloney salesman.
No. Oh, please, please, Mr. Diddes, you've got to come along with me when I meet this poet. I may need you for protection.
Get up off your knees, Bumstead.
Yeah, oh.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, well, will you come along then?
Of course not. You think I want to meet the author of that ridiculous goo?
Yeah, but someone's got to hold me back. Someone's got to keep me from shredding him up like breakfast food.
Oh, go ahead and shred him up. Might improve the poems.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to settle this whole thing with this T.S. Bard. One of us is going to take an awful beating. Gosh, I hope it isn't me. Oh, ha ha, gee, I must have missed him. He didn't get off that bus. Hmm. Ha ha, how too bad. Yeah, there's only that girl here in the waiting room.
Are you looking for someone?
Yes, I am.
Could I be the person you're looking for?
I'm afraid not. I'm looking for a man named T.S. Bard.
Are you sure I wouldn't do?
Yes, you do, but you're not the man I'm looking for. I'll see you later.
Well, my name's T.S. Bard.
Well, I don't care what your name is. It's what?
T.S. Bard. T for Theodora, S for Silver Lake, and Bard for Bard. But you can call me Tessie.
I'm Dumwood. Dagwood.
Dagwood, do you like my poetry?
Oh, I'm crazy about it.
You know, you're awfully nice, Mr. Bumstead.
Come on. Let's you and me go over to the Palace Hotel for lunch, huh?
Do you mind if I take your arm?
Oh, do whatever you want to with it. Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
My, this is a nice, cozy place to have lunch.
Yeah. Do you mind not sitting quite so close to me, please?
Well, I certainly do mind.
Oh. You're the girl who wrote that poetry, all right. I wonder where Blondie is.
Oh, say, Dagwood, who's this middle-aged wolf coming over here? Look at him licking his chop.
Hello, Dagwood, old man. Oh, I didn't see you had company. Wow. Yes?
Goodbye, Mr. Diddes.
I thought you were going to meet that drip who drooled out that worst verse. You'll certainly fool me.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to introduce me to the lovely young lady?
Yes, Mr. Diddes, I am. This is the drip, Mr. Diddes, Miss Bard.
How do you do?
Miss Bard?
Yeah, that's right, J.P.
That's tackle. What are you hatching this time? Vitamin pills? So, you're the author of You. I can't tell you how that stirred me.
Goodbye, Mr. Gibbers, unless you want to stay and pick up the check.
You talked me into it. Scoot over, Bumstead.
Huh? Oh, yes, okay.
Oh, there you are, Dagwood.
Oh, hello, honey.
Hello, Mr. Gibbers.
Hello.
Well, who's this?
Yeah. Blondie, it gives me great pleasure to present Miss T.S. Bard.
Ah. Oh, how do you do?
Well, how do you do, Mrs. Bumstead? I'm delighted to meet you.
Yes. Oh. Hey, Blondie, what do you think? Mr. Gibbers is taking us all to lunch.
Oh, how nice of you, Mr. Gibbers.
Yes, I fell for the bait. And I'll do it again. And love it.
Hey, Blondie, I kind of imagine you and Miss Bard have a lot about the poems you'd like to talk over. Now, just go right ahead.
I'm really flattered that you were so interested in my verse, Mrs. Bumstead.
Oh, well, I think they're very nice, and that's why I wanted you to talk to our women's club about them.
Oh. I'm crazy about your lines, too. Have such a wonderful lilt and swing to them.
Blondie thought that, what was it, Blondie, that they expressed the unspoken beauty of life and living and love?
Oh, please, Dagwood, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, okay, honey, now let's see. Oh, yes, you're buying the lunch, aren't you, Mr. Gibbs?
Don't rub it in.
You know, folks, I've suddenly got a terrific appetite. Yeah, I think I'll order something with a sandwich in it. Oh, boy.
Here comes Mom home, Pop. Now she can fix dinner.
Oh, swell. How does she look? Sad or happy?
She looks like she hasn't decided yet.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hello, Alexander.
Yeah, hello, Blondie.
Hello, dear. Well, it was quite a surprise, wasn't it?
Yes, a very pleasant surprise.
I suppose so.
Did you drive Miss Bard to the bus station?
No, Mr. Dithers did.
Yeah, I might have known it. Yeah, but what about Mrs. Dithers?
Mr. Dithers tried to get away without her, but the last I saw, she was hanging on to the trunk rack of their car.
Blondie, there's a new T.S. Bard poem in tonight's paper.
Oh.
It's called Loving Hatred.
Oh, now, Dagwood, you don't have to be so mean about it.
Well, I think I deserve a little revenge.
Well, I don't. Oh, now, take it easy, folks. Don't start one of those arguments.
Alexander, we're not arguing. This is only a discussion.
That's my little wife. Every day I gotta go through something like this.
Oh, I gotta do something.
Every day.
Hey, Todd, you better hurry. You'll be late to the office.
Yeah, holy smoke. Where's my hat? Where's my coat? Just get the door open for me, Todd.
The door's open, Todd. Step on it.
Yeah, here you get out of the way. Here I come.
Goodbye, Todd.
Yeah, goodbye.
Alexander, why did you play that trick on your father?
Well, I broke up the argument, didn't I?
Hey, there's something wrong. Hey, it's pitch dark outside.
That's my little husband.
So far as that does it. Drop by again here next week for a visit with the Bumsteads. And now, Gay, take us right out to the 30-minute marker, will you?
the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.